Ever wonder what keeps those private jets and air ambulances up in the air?
It's more than just routine maintenance, that's for sure.
Well, that's what we're diving into today. FAI Technic.
An aviation maintenance company, but way more than just fixing planes.
Okay, so then what makes them so special?
They're part of this bigger picture, the FAI Aviation Group.
I see.
Not just fixing, but actually the backbone of the whole operation, keeping their charter flights and air ambulances running.
So they're responsible for making sure these planes are ready to take off, whether it's VIPs across the world or patients needing urgent care.
Exactly. And they're moving towards these longer-range aircraft like the Bombardier Global Express.
Those are serious planes.
Absolutely, not your quick trips. And get this 80% utilization rate.
Wow, 80%. That's incredible. So those planes are almost always in the air.
Which means FAI Technic, they have to be on top of their game constantly.
Talk about a demanding schedule.
And speaking of demanding,
Oh, right. The article mentioned a Challenger 604, the air ambulance.
practically circled the globe in just 10 days.
Nuremberg to Al Ain, then Bangkok, Tokyo, Anchorage, even Toronto.
Don't forget Mexico, St. John's, and back to Nuremberg.
That's more than just a business trip.
It really highlights the complexity of what FAI Technic handles.
Making sure everything's ready for each leg of the journey, especially with medical equipment and the urgency.
It's not just about keeping planes in the air, it's about saving
A
lives.
huge responsibility.
Exactly. And it's reflected in their design work, too. They don't settle for off-the-shelf solutions, they innovate.
They're designing, not just fixing. The Project Pearl caught my eye.
Ah, yes, the Global Express cabin, completely redesigned.
They brought in Tim Calles. He's a big name in jet design.
And they use top-notch brands: Collins Aerospace, Honeywell, even Armani.
Armani for a plane. Talk about luxury.
Luxury and functionality. Remember that Challenger 604, the one with the crazy schedule?
Yeah, what about
They had
it?
a big design challenge with it, getting patients on and off.
Right, the door sill was too high. I mentioned that in the article.
A crucial detail. And you know what they did? They designed a whole new loading ramp in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's amazing. They really are problem solvers.
And they didn't stop there. The med wall for the air ambulances.
Oh, yes. Tell me more about that.
2 years of development, multiple prototypes. They wanted to make sure it was perfect.
It seems like this dedication to innovation is in their DNA.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But even with that, it's a tough industry.
I can imagine. What are some of the hurdles they face?
One of the biggest, getting spare parts.
The article mentioned something about lower production rates compared to commercial aviation.
It's a huge problem. Business jets are produced in much smaller numbers, so getting the right parts, it's a nightmare.
Makes sense. It's not like they can just run down to the store for that.
Exactly. And lately, it's gotten worse.
Oh, how so?
Windscreens and lavatories, believe it or not, those are the ones with the crazy price hikes.
So now they have limited availability and sky-high prices.
Puts huge pressure on companies like FAI Technic. They have to find parts somehow.
So how do they do it? Do they just accept the delays and higher costs?
Well, they got creative. Started taking apart aircraft to get the parts they need.
Wait, they're disassembling perfectly good planes.
A bold move, sure, but it seems to be working for them.
It lets them control their inventory, rely less on other suppliers.
Plus, they could lease out the engines, sell components to other companies, turn a challenge into an opportunity.
Clever, but it makes you wonder about the bigger picture of parts availability in this sector.
It's not just one company's issue, it's a systemic thing with these lower production rates.
And then there's the challenge of finding skilled workers.
A constant struggle, especially in the MRO sector.
Right? The article talked about that too.
FAI Technic knows it's a problem and they're trying to do something about it. Reaching out to schools, trying to inspire the next generation of technicians.
It's good that they're thinking ahead, looking to the future workforce. But with all these challenges, how do they thrive? Parts, labor, technology, always advancing.
They found a surprising solution, a partnership, actually.
Oh, what kind of partnership?
With, wait for it, a Formula One team.
A Formula One team. Now that's what I call thinking outside the box. But how does that even work? What does a racing team have to do with private jets?
It seems odd, but it all comes down to shared ownership.
Yeah.
Mumtalakat, the sovereign wealth fund of Bahrain, they have stakes in both FAI and the McLaren Group.
McLaren, the Formula One
The
team.
one and only. So this financial link opened the door for a partnership.
I guess it makes sense from a business perspective, but what's in it for FAI Technic?
Exposure. The FAI logo is on those McLaren race cars, on the driver's helmets, even featured in that Netflix series, Drive to Survive.
Brilliant. They're reaching a whole new audience, a global audience that loves speed, technology.
Exactly. It fits their brand perfectly.
But it must be more than just branding, right?
Oh, absolutely. Zach Brown, the McLaren Racing CEO, he uses FAI for travel. And the drivers, too.
So they're not just a sponsor, they're a client.
High-profile clients, used to top-notch service.
I can only imagine the logistics of moving a whole Formula One team around the world.
It's a massive undertaking.
Yeah.
But FAI, with their experience in complex itineraries and long-haul flights, they're a perfect fit.
It pushes them to innovate, to be the best.
And all of this has raised their profile, challenged them, and honestly made them a better company.
Who knew an aviation maintenance company would be linked to the world of Formula One?
It just shows that connections and collaborations can pop up in the most unexpected places.
It makes you wonder what other partnerships are out there, quietly changing their industries.
Right. But for now, let's get back to FAI Technic and the issues they're dealing with. We talked about parts and the skills gap. But what does all of this mean for business aviation as a whole?
That's the big question, isn't it? Let's explore that.
You're right on the mark there. FAI Technic's experience, it kind of shows how business aviation, it's a different beast than commercial.
Smaller scale.
Exactly. Lower production rate, sure, means exclusivity, but then you run into those parts issues, the skilled labor shortage.
It's like a trade-off. You get luxury, speed, that personal touch, but behind the scenes, it's a scramble for parts, delays, higher costs.
And those delays, they're not just an inconvenience for those high flyers. We're talking missed opportunities, big money lost.
Makes sense. Time is money, especially when you're dealing with global business at that level.
Right. And as more people want in on this private jet life, the pressure on the whole system, it's only going to increase.
Which makes FAI Technic's approach even more interesting. Taking apart planes to get the parts. Bold.
Out of the box, for sure. But what about that skills gap? We touched on it, but how serious is it really?
Is it just about finding enough mechanics or is it something more?
It's both, really. Mm-hmm. You need those skilled technicians who can handle these modern aircraft. They're like flying computers.
Avionics, software, all that.
Exactly. It's not just about wrenches and grease anymore. And then you got to convince these skilled workers to come work for you and stay.
It's tough competition out there, right?
Yeah.
Other industries are vying for those same skills.
You said it. And that's where those outreach programs FAI Technic is doing, connecting with schools, that's crucial.
Trying to create that pipeline of talent.
Exactly. A long game, but a smart one. They're investing in the entire industry, not just their own company.
But even then, it's a multifaceted problem. Industry, educators, even governments need to work together.
Totally. But let's go back to something you mentioned earlier. That image, the allure of business aviation.
Luxury, exclusivity.
Right. And that plays perfectly into that McLaren partnership.
We did get a bit sidetracked talking about parts and labor, but seriously, that's a fascinating partnership.
Formula One and aviation maintenance. Who would have thought?
It's marketing gold.
Yeah.
Speed, precision, glamour, it's all there.
They're tapping into a very specific clientele with that one.
People who want the best, who value that exclusivity.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just slapping a logo on a car. It's a two-way street, both sides win.
We talked about the craziness of transporting a Formula One team all over the globe.
And who better to do it than FAI? They're used to those tight schedules, those long-haul flights.
It's like a proving ground for them, handling logistics for some of the most demanding clients out there.
And that pressure, it forces them to be on top of their game, to find ways to do things better, faster, safer.
It's pretty amazing how they've taken this traditional industry and shaken things up with this partnership.
Right. It's a lesson in innovation, in not being afraid to try something different.
But as cool as this partnership is, I wonder how it impacts their day-to-day work.
I bet there's a trickle-down effect. Dealing with a high-performance team like McLaren, it's got to influence their mindset.
Higher standards, faster turnaround times.
Exactly. It probably makes them better at everything they do.
It's a good reminder that inspiration can come from anywhere.
For sure. FAI Technic, they're not just keeping up, they're shaping the industry.
But with all that, there's this bigger question looming.
Right. Beyond the parts, beyond Formula One, what's next for business aviation as a whole?
That's the million-dollar question. It really is. It makes you think we can appreciate their ingenuity, how they adapt.
But then there's the other side of it, the environmental impact.
It's a tough one to ignore these days. Private jets, they've become a symbol, haven't they?
Of excess, yeah.
Yeah.
While the rest of us are trying to reduce our footprint, There they are, zipping across the globe.
Exactly. And it's not just about how it looks, it's about real action, isn't it?
Absolutely. The industry has to show they're serious about sustainability,
yep.
about reducing their impact.
And that means innovation, but on a whole new level.
For sure.
So where do they start? Sustainable fuels. More efficient designs. What's the answer?
It's all of it, and then some. Sustainable fuels, SAFs as they're called. They're a good start, definitely.
But they're not a magic bullet, are they?
Not yet, at least. Production is still limited. Expensive, too.
It feels like a race against time, developing those technologies, building the infrastructure.
Right. And it's not just the fuel itself. Think about the whole life of the plane.
From the materials they use to build it.
How it's disposed of at the end. It all matters.
So it's about thinking long term about the entire process. But what about the social aspect? This idea of exclusivity, that it's only for the privileged few. Can they address that?
It's a tricky one. I mean, let's face it, private aviation is inherently exclusive. That's kind of the point.
Right.
But you could also argue it connects people, businesses, even saves lives with the air ambulances, like we were saying with FAI Technic.
True. There are different sides to it. But they can't just bury their heads in the sand, can they? They have to engage with these concerns.
Exactly. And the good news is some are starting to. Investing in research, new technologies. Some are even rethinking their whole business model.
It's good to hear that some are taking those steps, even if it's still early days.
Definitely.
So it seems like the future of business aviation depends on finding a balance, doesn't it?
Right.
How to offer luxury and efficiency while being sustainable, responsible.
Exactly. Can they square that circle? We'll see. It's going to be interesting to watch how it all unfolds.
And who knows? Maybe companies like FAI Technic, with their knack for innovation, their willingness to think differently.
They might be the ones leading the way.
It's an exciting thought. The private jet of the future. What will it look like?
Who knows? But whatever it is, I'm sure it'll be full of surprises.
More unexpected partnerships, maybe? Like Formula One, but something even more surprising.
You never know.
Well, in that note, we'll leave you with this. Next time you see a private jet in the sky, remember, there's more to it than meets the eye.
A whole lot more.
It's a world of engineering, logistics, pushing those boundaries, and maybe, just maybe, they're figuring out a way to do it all sustainably. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll see you next time.